This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Tunisian Coalition for Four Organizations wins the Nobel Prize this year and includes the Tunisian General Labor Union, or UGTT, the Central Labor Federation in that country. Just 158 families have contributed $176 million, equaling half of the cash for the 2016 presidential race, mostly to Republican candidates. 18,000 Syrians and 55,000 Iraqis have been vetted by the United Nations and are now waiting for the U.S. to examine their cases, but the waits can be up to 2 years now. The DEA program for pharmacies to accept and destroy consumers' unwanted prescription drugs after a year has shown little progress, with neither CVS or Walgreens moving to comply, citing security and cost. The Obama administration has abandoned plans to seek a backdoor to encrypted user data on cell phones for fear that Chinese and Russian hackers would come in the same backdoor. Chick-fil-A, once controversial for its owner's statements about same-sex marriage, has contributed more than $68 million during the past 3 years to charities working to improve education and mitigate poverty. Department of Education has contracts with 11 student loan servicers, but no set or common standards for how they perform their collections. In Switzerland, minimum paid vacation, 4 weeks. In Denmark, the minimum is 6 weeks. 95 people were killed at a peace rally in Ankara, the capital of Turkey, and hundreds were wounded. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill banning concealed guns on campuses in California in wake of recent shootings. Experts estimate that 1 in 10 people over 60 are abused, not counting financial exploitation that costs victims at least $2.9 billion annually, according to MetLife. Stereotypes around computer scientists as nerds, gamers, Star Trekkers, and so forth, studies show, are preventing women from entering the field. Bishop Frederick Shue of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania has been planting trees with 100,000 of his parishioners upwind of Mount Kilimanjaro for 12 years in hopes of cooling the hot, dry winds that are melting the mountain's glaciers. He estimates they have planted 3.7 million trees. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents news from people about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.